everything be done perfect to the last detail. Why? Because God was in higher intelligent mind. So when we be given these things, why you would drop down ourselves? Why we don't go to Him as we want before came from Him? Why we want to be prodigal sons and we don't want to be His sons? Why? What is this negative power that goes in front of us and says, no, you can't go there? See, this is the testing. The testing. Nothing given to you free in spiritual world. Nothing. You must work to earn it. If you don't earn it, you don't get it. Nothing be given to you. Doesn't matter if you know Jesus, doesn't matter if you know Patton, Hatton, or anyone. Nothing given to you. Nothing. You earn it. Then you, with your own hands, you're going to take the crown and put it in your hand with nobody else. Because you become the true son of God. Like Jesus, He took His crown and He put it in His own hand, by His own hands. We are all the same, my friends, my brothers. All the same. No one different. We are only open to this self of God. That's why we are here today. And those, they don't know what is truth, or they believe and they think they know what is truth, they come here to reach the point where the true light of God is here. Right now, right here. Can you see it? It's here, covers all this room. And everyone is under this light. Now, you have to accept this light. And work for this light. And become light yourself, light and life. Don't live in the lies of the world. Don't live in lies of society. Don't live in the ways of society. Because society is driven by the negative force. And she pulls you this direction, that direction, that direction, that direction. Don't go in the middle path. The middle path is too narrow. It's too narrow. Too many they come, few they pass. Few, few, few. Why? Because you must discard everything you got to pass through. Only that time you're going to see God in front of you, face to face. You come to this world, steam, you go back, steam, and you meet Him. But you develop this steam inside what is inside here. When the outside becomes as the inside, then man born again perfect, as God made him. You understand me now? Don't we underestimate ourselves that you don't have the power. We can do nothing. The disease is going to come in us and plague us. No. Not disease. Disease, what means disease? Tell me what means disease. What? Disease. Not something going not easy. Disease. What is that going towards easy? The current of power, of life. When she's blocked, say disease, then going easy. So when it ain't going easy, what creates? Problem. And then you say, I feel bad, I feel sick, I feel pain. Sure. Because if you got one transformer break down and make another circuit to the other side there, you're going to have the other transformer down. And another circuit, another transformer down. And all the city is going to be dark. That's what is life. We must know who we are. Where we come from. What is this power that makes us move? We must know all these things. Don't be like robots. to be told by anyone, this is that, this is that, this is that, this is that. You must experience your own self. No matter what I say to you, you must experience yourself. Then you're going to say to me, yes, it's true. Now, we come to the point where all religions have destroyed the earth, have destroyed mankind, have destroyed the souls of people with the fear. We got three cosmogonic diagrams in this planet. Do you know that thing?
What kind of diagrams?
Cosmogonic. The first cosmogonic diagram is at the Mu, the motherland. There's no hell there. No devil there. Why in the other two cosmogonic diagrams appear hell? If it's not in the beginning, how develop after? Who made it? Man. Why? To suppress his people with fear. Fear. That's why people, the religions, Christianity, they don't believe. They don't believe in reincarnation. They believe in hell and in punishment. And making people to believe in this thing. And on the other side, they sell. In the paradise, pay me so much, I give you a place in paradise. How you like these things? This is how big beckon the people to live in so low point. Don't know where they are, what they are. And the other side, politics. Politics. They make a war and close this room with no windows, no nothing. And they put you inside and say, this is the light. And this is the light. Now comes somebody, stranger, and he says to you, no man, it's not this way. There is light outside. What are you talking about? We live here all the generations. Grandfathers, grand, all the same way. What are you talking now? Where you come from, man, to tell us this is not this way? I say, listen, if I scratch out this wall, and you see light out, you're going to believe them, they told you all these years that there's nothing else except this life? Or are you going to believe me, the stranger, that I came here and opened the wall and you see outside light? Who are you going to believe? You going to live in illusion? Or you going to live in reality? Only when man closes his eyes, he sees the reality. But it's too late. You have to go back again to make the journey from A. And if he make it, do you going to meet Dharma? No. Do you going to meet people, teachers? No. Do you know if you meet them? No. You're going to wander all your life, back and forth. Up and down. He's going to say, everyone, here, man, this is water. You are thirsty to learn the truth. Here is water. You go in there, drink, die. Here, water, man. You go in there, die. Did you see any religion have any immortality? No. Why? Because all preach the lie. They did not express the truth. Express what they want and they believe it is truth. And they make you to believe what they believe is truth, to believe you too, according to their fashion of life. That's what is today. That man must awaken this power that is inside him, in sleeping condition. This dragon that is inside here, in sleeping condition, wake him up. And you see what power you're going to get. Nothing can stop you. Nothing. That's why we come here today. You be from every side, different sides. You never know me. You never see me. I never see you before. But God's grace hand, He brought me here through His tunnel. You understand now how God works? mysterious ways. His channel. He got channeled. She's a channel of God. He chose hell to speak the truth to the world. And who has ears can hear it. Who has eyes can see it. Because the world is blind and deaf. And this special, this generation is the generation of the blind and the deaf. Never mankind be in this position as been before today. Man live in insanity. Insanity. God give us this garden to take care of this garden. If we don't take care of this garden, what we gonna have? But it's not only this. We dig inside to take from the earth anything he got. How you like you to be taken your liver, your heart, your heart, everything out? How you gonna function? That's why today the earth is in trouble. Because this oil that is inside there feeds the core of the earth. This gas that is inside there being to feed the core of the earth to have the power and life of this planet. But we don't. In our ignorance, in our greed, transform life to money. Destroy life for paper. Did you ever see more insanity in this world than now? That's where we live today. That's what Jesus said. In my last days, I'm going to send my angels to give you the truth. And I'm going to come on the clouds. Or silver clouds. They wait. Jesus is going to come in these clouds. No, man. This is the clouds. This is spaceships around here. Look at them. They are all around there. In the night you can see it. How many they can see of all these 5 billion around? Nobody. Why? Because you connected to this. You be chosen to be here. You be directed to come here. Now you must give all what you got to him who brought you here. Thank you very much.
Now he gets the stick.
Thank you very much.
What are we doing? Blowing another fuse.
I'm sorry I cried. This is not a cry, this is a joy.
Borrow my handkerchief.
To be with all of you around here today.
Yes.
It's a cry of joy.
Aho.
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 True.
You, my friend, you're in this position? Sick?
No, I'm not too sick.
Look there. And you're going to be free. You're going to walk.
He's got it.
Inside, buddy.
Inside. Man today look down. His eyes is down. Set for material. He didn't look inside here. The big treasure that is inside here, he cannot see it because his eyes is down in the ground. Or look around in somebody else. That's why he's in ignorance. But somebody says to him, listen, don't look around. You can't find nothing around. Nothing is yours. You must know any one thing. Nothing is yours. Whatever accumulates is nothing is yours. The frame of your body is this. Whatever you touch is not yours. It's given to you to use it and live it. that is inside you here. This is yours. God give man one box. And inside in this box he got a big diamond. But man, he look at the box. He signed the box. He cleaned the box. He washed the box. He does everything for the box. And somebody says to him, hey man, do you know, you didn't open this? This is sealed, he says. So, what is inside there, you know? No, I don't know. Man, is a diamond inside here. And you look for the box? He give you diamond, billions cost. And you give this this box? So much you worry about this box. But, is the other thing too. This box is the vehicle through which this spirit can go. You can't go if you got a car broken far away. You must take care of this box. You must live according to the laws of God. God's laws are eternal. Never change, unchangeable. Man's laws change every moment. Like the leaves of the trees ever fall down. But these laws imposed at the time of the creation by the word of God with fire and spirit and life. And this law is inside you. Because God didn't write books, didn't write pages, didn't write scriptures, didn't write pergaments. He gave his word in you. In the living word, as a living God, to the living man. You must accept it. Then you see him. Then he's going to reveal himself to you. Otherwise, no. No way. First, you must give all to receive all and more. If you give 10, you can receive 1,000. That is the God's generosity. You can say, God, my Father, the divine principle flowing through me. It is God and all that God has. I am God-man. It's better to say, I am God-man, instead of to say, I am a devil-man. God, the divine principle, flowing through me. It is God and all that God has. God has all substance for God-man to use. And you are inheritance of this substance. But God pushes all substance to God-man in unlimited measures. God, my Father, the divine principle flowing through me. I born in full and complete union. What God is, the Christ of God is. Must know this thing that is inside you. You can hear it, this thing. It's like a river, like a waterfall of light passing through you. It's something you can, anyone can express to you. Only when you live it, you experience yourself, that I'm going to say, yes, it's true. We must change way of life. We must change everything we know before. We must empty this thing inside here and become like a kid. And start receiving the grace of God into us in the beginning. This is what said, let the children come to me. Why he said that? Because they are pure. There is the kingdom of God. They are pure. Are we pure? Let everyone stay in front of the mirror and ask the mirror. see the mirror inside in his eyes, and ask the question, who I am, what I have done, I am right, I am wrong, and you get the answer. You will get the answer. Try to do this tonight, tomorrow, anytime. Do something. If it's wrong or right. And ask yourself. See yourself in the mirror. And conclude after your face. And then to the eyes. And the eyes, look into the eyes. The eyes are the windows of the soul. Look inside there and put the question. What I done is right? And if you got wrong, ask for forgiveness. Ask for forgiveness. Don't be hesitated. Don't be ego and say, not me, I'm going to ask forgiveness. No, don't do that. If you don't, it's going to come and be following you 10 times more. Ask forgiveness. Forgiveness is this that eliminates you, cleans you, purifies you. Forgive the others as we forgive them. Forgive me, you have to forgive the others. He gave us this great teacher that came and he said, the biggest of all, never again before passed anyone in the size of Jesus. No one. He was the greatest master ever came on earth. The greatest teacher ever came on earth. He was up in Himalaya. He learned everything there. He was 60 days in his knees. Don't eat nothing. You must empty this thing from the material. So you can allow the spirit to come in. He was fasting 60 days. And then he sees the light appear, disappear, appear, disappear, appear, disappear. He says, I know you. We are here now. I find you. Reveal to me. And we clench his fist and teeth. He says, present yourself to me, Father. You see, if the Jesus that he born by the Spirit, he didn't earn this thing if he didn't earn it by himself. He born by Spirit in flesh. But this, even in this position of he was, still this didn't bring me into perfection. He was in the mystery schools. He learned everything there. He sees that it's beginning and end. The cycle doesn't close, he says. Something is wrong. Something is missing. What I can do? He loved his teacher. But he loved his father more. I'm sorry, he says. I love you. I accept what you teach me. But the link then closed the cycle. If I don't have closed this cycle, to have no beginning and no end, I'm sorry, he says. If you don't teach me this, I can't do it. So he went to Alexandria. In Alexandria library, he find a priest of the Osirian religion. And he be taught, he told him, there is the secrets of life. He come there and he read. And he see the immortals live up there, in the highest mountain of the earth. They teach you, he says. They know the truth. The truth is up there. You must go there to find and learn it and practice it. And he and Saint John, his cousin, went there with the caravan. And they come to the masters, to the immortals. Don't think that body is dying. It's made perfect, immortal, eternal. If God is eternal, this body is eternal too. If the Father is eternal, the Son is eternal. Is there any difference? If I cut a piece of this thing here, it has the same qualities with it? Is from the same source? It is. Now, I take this piece and I throw away. Now, somebody find this piece. Must find this book, this place here, where I took this piece out to fit exactly. Any other piece doesn't fit here. When you find this piece and put them exactly there, that time you find God. You mention the union again. You're going to feel like an empty a room that was stale air before inside for all your life. And all the air gone and the fresh windows open and come the fresh air. This is the presence of God. We must know all His ways. We must know that we are beside Him. We must know that He inside His. Don't reject Him. He never rejects you. No one of us will reject Him. Is that true?
Yeah.
So don't blame God for whatever happens to us. Blame ourselves. God never sent calamities. How can God send calamities when He is love? Did you see any person who loves to hate? This person does not know hate. What is it? He's love. He sees in every person the expression of God. He didn't see you as female, male, black, white, red, yellow. He sees you the expression of God. He sees the Spirit of God inside you, expressing through you. Why? Because He sent His love to you. I saw my master. He picked a cobra. You know how it means, cobra? He put his hand there. And the cobra came there and lay his hand here. What is this? Love. Love. He expressed divine love to them. But men sent to them fear. So, when they sent to them fear, they attack. If you see a cobra inside here, you're going to split all. But put love on this animal. And you see how he's going to calm down. Stretch your hand. And he's going to lay on. You try to find God and with force. No. God is like a lint. Can you catch the lint if you try to catch him? No. He's going away. Put your hand there. And you see he's going to come by himself. That's true. Put your hand there. And the lint is going to come and lay here. Try to catch him. He goes away. You see, God has mysterious ways. You must lay yourself there. I am yours. That's it. You are mine. Me and my Father, we are one. You can say this, and you got everything. You don't need nobody. Nobody. Jesus cannot save you. As they say, don't worry, Jesus is going to save you. No. Jesus cannot save you. He teach you to save yourself. He show you the way. You know what he said? He done all these things, what he done, and nobody understand him. Not even his disciples. And then he says, what I just going to do now? Gentlemen, here is my body. Take it. Crucify it. Bury it. And I destroy this temple. And because he saw to them, his point to them, they thought the temple of Solomon he talking about. and I raise it in 3 days. And they look at him and say, this is blasphemy. The Temple of Solomon, so many people work there, thousands of people, so many years they work to make it. He says that you can destroy this thing, and he raised it in 3 days. They couldn't understand. He knows who was it. If they don't understand my words, I do the action. I put my body down. Crucify me up there to be seen by all the world. That the Christ body, nothing can touch it. Bury me. He is the one who put in these Pharisees the mind to seal the thing. He is the one who put in his mind to put guards around there. Why? Because he knows that they're going to say somebody stole the body. To avoid this thing, he says, seal it and guard it. And they done this way. But the Spirit of Christ has no barriers. Nothing can touch it. He can destroy everything to come up. And he came out with a new body. His body was sparking, shining with light. And he presented to the girls. They didn't recognize him. You don't know me, he says. I am Jesus. You, Jesus? And they want to tell to the people, to his disciples. No, they say, Thomas, impossible. Think these people there, who they live with him, sleep with him, eat with him, hear him, see him, they could understand. Now they come preachers and they say, I know Jesus. I know God. Is it true? Those they hear beside him, they don't understand. You understand because you read the Bible? No. Nobody understands. That's why we are in this condition we are today. Our ignorance, our separation, our diversion, the gap, and every day this gap bigger, 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 until there is no bridge to go above. That's why Mother Earth is going to take care of herself. He can't stand anymore, be punished, be abused. He can't stand anymore. Take an example, a dog going inside the water, full of water, what he comes outside? Sex. What he says to get out of this? And the earth gonna shake this way to get out of these parasites. He knows the earth. That is conscious. Every seed, every gram of sand is consciousness. Knows everything that saves some consciousness in a certain level. You got in this level, he got in this level, he got in this level, he got in this level. The plant got in this level, the tree got in this level. Everyone, it's a stone, anything got consciousness. And it's several different levels. So all these things, what we are here in this earth, what you are? Consciousness. We're part of this thing. We're all this thing. The one is the whole, and the whole is the one. Now you understand what is it? That's what is the life today. That's what is this Mother Earth. He can take care of himself. That's why these masters, they come now here, our brothers, to save those they have to save. That's why they bring you here. To know. From 5 billion people outside, look at me, how many outside there? How many we are here? You see how it works? In different ways. We must understand this thing. We are not alone. We are not alone. We are all connected in the web of God. Like a spider, she got his net. If anything touched this net, the spider knows immediately. Doesn't matter how far is it, because he has the connection. All we got this wire connected to this, to him. But other one in different ways. Other in big, other in small, other in bigger. Depends the consciousness everyone got. But all we are connected. Those they don't want it, they cut the wire. I don't want it. They're making Satan's churches. No, he says, no God. What are you talking about, God? Satan. And the government gives them permission to make churches there. Why? Because they are satanics. And they're going to bring this nation down. That's why we live today in this world of fear. You can't go outside of your home after 7 o'clock alone to go to walk in the beach, to go to walk in the park. Why? This is Satan. Works in his ways. With fear, crime. So we must know one thing. We are chosen. Not these, they say, the Israel chosen. No. Nobody's chosen. Only those they earn it. And we are here to pass the test. We are here to pass a test. And this test, gonna show who gonna go ahead, who gonna stay there. We must give what with what we got to pass this test. All what we got to pass this test. When the beam of light gonna come down here to collect the people, you must be equal to this light. You know that's gonna be the light. Others they don't know outside. They see this, that's why they're making these ETs, they're making this Independence Day to making people to fear. So when the light comes down, instead to go in, going out. But you know what's gonna be. So you must prepare yourself to be equal to this light. You must prepare yourself to be purified, to enter this light, because this light is pure. No impurity can go up there. I tell you that. My master said, no impurity can go up there. No negative can go up there. Man must come back in the conscious of Aquarius. High consciousness. From the species consciousness that is now to Aquarius consciousness. So you must be purified. Abandon everything of all way of life. Go according to God's laws of life. Live with God's laws of life. And live with life. And life has no end. And you become life yourself. See? This is not impossible. It's difficult. Yes. But not impossible. You must put efforts. Efforts. Not given to you. Nothing be given to you, believe me. Nothing. Even in the last moment. That's why when Jesus said to this criminal, you are with me. The last moment. Why? Because he could recognize the truth. You are with me. From now on, you are with me. The last moment. There is a hope. Turn your eyes inside. Only that time you're going to purify yourself. Only that time you see this light passing through you, and every impurity going away. Like it even washes everything. Same thing this, washes everything. And you become pure. Then you can go into the light. You find out what's going to be when time comes. You try to get in, and he's going to reject you back. They got perception. If you've been off, if you got in the dark outside and you put a light, can you see it? You see it. Put smoke around the light. Can you see it? No. That's what people are going to be in this way. They got perception to collect the people they want to become. They know. They know us, everything here, what they are now. Never mind, they are up here. They know. They got the connection, they got the channel. You see? We don't know strangers anymore. But we must prepare ourselves.